Welcome to the Military One Source podcast. Military One Source is an official program of the Defense Department with tools, information, and resources to help families navigate all aspects of military life. For more information, visit MilitaryOneSource.mil.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Bruce Moody. You know, there's an election coming up. You may have seen some headlines about it. Well, we're doing a series of podcast episodes on the topic of how you can vote, specifically how service members and their families can vote. Oftentimes, this involves an absentee ballot, so we're going to spend some time. We're going to talk about that, how to get one, where to send it, when, all those questions. We're going to take care of you so that you can vote in the election with confidence. Now, for today's episode, we're going to focus on military spouses, and we have two guests to get us through this conversation. Our guests are Kehinde Oshekoya-Pamphil, and Kehinde is the manager of the Air Force and Space Force voting programs. And also joining us today is Kit Ho, and Kit is lead researcher with an organization called the Secure Families Initiative. And I'd like to say welcome to the both of you.
Good morning. Good evening for you.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just say, I'm so glad to have both of you with us. Kit is actually joining us from Korea. Am I correct?
Correct, in South Korea.
Yeah, so it's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Correct.
And the other question I have for the both of you, did I pronounce your names correctly?
You sure did, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Yes, you did. You nailed it.
Oh, good, good. You know what? It's important. Your names are sacred. They're truly ours, and we should respect each other's names and pronounce them correctly. So there we go. Let's just jump into the conversation. And, you know, I want to begin by talking about the Federal Voting Assistance Program. For those who have not heard of this, this is actually something that belongs to the Department of Defense. But maybe, Kehinde, you can start us off and explain what this program is.
Absolutely, I can. Thank you very much, Bruce. So the Federal Voting Assistance Program, which we refer to as FVAP, actually stems from your cover. And that means the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act. And that act actually protects the right to vote for every service member, their spouses, as well as their dependents, their family members in the United States, and those that reside outside of the United States as well. So it also actually requires each of the government department to distribute balloting materials. And those balloting materials actually used to develop a program of information and services as well as education for all employees and family members covered under your cover.
Right. To include service members and their families.
Yeah.
Which brings you into the picture. So how does this work? So you're with the Air Force and the Space Force, but your efforts fall under the Federal Voting Assistance Program?
Right. So my role within the Air Force and the Space Force, and we typically call that the Department of Air Force, I manage the Voting Assistance Program, and I fall under the Federal Voting Assistance Program. And the Federal Voting Assistance Program is actually the umbrella that we fall under, and they have total oversight of all services, so Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and the Coast Guard, as well as the Department of State.
Okay. Now, Kit, as we said, you're with the Secure Families Initiative. What does this organization do?
The Secure Families Initiative is a military advocacy organization. We have three main issues. One of the pillars we have is to expand the military vote and to defend democracy. Our second pillar is decisions over war and peace. So we gather and advocate around military voices to contribute our perspective when there are decisions being made about how the military is employed or deployed for specific issues. And our third pillar is to demilitarize domestic forces as well. Our goal is to have representation of diverse military voices and not just a singular perspective.
Right. Now, Kit, when we talk about military personnel, their families, and voting, what are some of the challenges that you see?
Yes, thank you for that question. So One of the wonderful things about UOCAVA, the law that protects the military vote, especially when overseas, is that it also mandates the Department of Defense to provide voting assistance officers for every single military unit. The main issue for military dependents, just like many other issues for military dependents, is although resources might be available, such as FVAP, oftentimes the information doesn't quite trickle down all the way to every single military dependent. And so although the resources are out there, there's still a lot of work that is required of military family members to understand that FVAP exists, that voting assistance officers exist, that we have resources out there that we can reach out to. And so because of that, we've been trying really hard to get the word out that Military OneSource is a resource to reach out to. FVAP, the website, is a resource to reach out to, alongside the fact that Secure Families Initiative also has a voting ambassador program. So we are trying to empower military-connected individuals to become a resource for one another. And so there are voting ambassadors that are sprinkled throughout the world, including in Europe, including in Australia, including in Asia, as well as throughout different locations in the United States as well. So we are another avenue that you can reach out to, and we will help with the voter registration process and to answer questions about what it is you have to do to vote as a military member or a military family member.
And when it comes to voting, most of the time, I think something in the neighborhood of 3/4 of all military personnel and their family members are using an absentee ballot.
Correct.
So Kehinde, let's talk about how military spouses, how their families can learn about absentee ballot. I think what's really, really important here, I don't mean to jump ahead of you, but is that even though we're having a podcast and yes, we're from the Pentagon, a lot of these resources are on an installation. They're local to wherever you are. Can you jump in and talk about that, please?
Absolutely. But the Department of Air Force, we actually have 2 IVAOs. So they're installation voting assistance officers that are located at our military and family readiness centers. And also we have unit voting assistance officers that are actually strategically placed within their unit. So they're also appointed voting assistance officers that are assigned to a unit or squadron on the installation. So we have those 2 combined avenues for spouses to reach out to, you know, to get voting information. So another thing I wanted to foot stomp is when we talk predominantly about spouses, we welcome them at the center because we offer so many classes and workshops, events and activities, from how to acclimate as a newcomer to the country or the new state they're in, to events like HeartLink, Hearts Apart. HeartLink is where we educate spouses about everything, about, well, not everything, but most pertinent things that the spouse should know, to employment assistance, financial readiness assistance, and so on. So we encourage spouses to attend the classes, to come into the center. And there, they definitely will meet an IVAO that will offer voting services to them. Another avenue also could be that they receive emails directly from the IVAOs, the installation voting assistance officers that are at the military and family readiness centers. So they find avenues to maximize how information is disseminated on the installation through the spouse's sponsors or their spouses, their active duty spouses, who in turn take that information home. So again, to foot stomp, we also have what we call a commander key spouse support liaison program. And there, the key spouses get information directly from an appointed key spouse support liaison who highly likely has the spouse's email address and phone number also to be able to facilitate or provide information about voting. So essentially, IVAOs are located at military and family readiness centers across Air Force installations and joint bases as well. And they are voting assistance officers are postured, they're ready there to provide information and resources to our spouses. And of course, they can also access the Military and Family Readiness Center via Facebook. And our Facebook also highlights our program needs. We also have websites for the Military and Family Readiness Center that also list the Voting Assistance Office. And by law, we're required to list the Voter Assistance Office on our websites as well, worldwide.
So that source of getting your questions answered is very, very local. And it almost is to the point where if you're talking to your Family Readiness Center or your command, there's almost no wrong door. You just have to really speak up and ask questions. But Kehinde, so that people know the kind of questions that they should be asking, maybe you can explain the process of absentee voting for military spouses. What are the steps that they need to take?
Right. So one of the main thing that I want to foot stomp is the Military Spouse Residency Relief Act. And this act allows service members to establish as a spouse, if they have a physical address, it allows them to retain their residency with the service member, or the spouse can elect to retain their own residency if they choose not to utilize their sponsor or their spouse's residency. So that Relief Act has been put in place to definitely ensure that they have choices. Now, they cannot just decide to say, oh, I just want to pick another state just because. There has to be some proof or a proof that they were a resident of that state. So ways to establish that might, of course, is through voting. So if you voted previously and you want to continue to vote there, even though you're in a new location, you can do that. Another avenue is by paying taxes, you know, by filing your taxes, owning property, your driver's license, or registering your vehicle. So lots and lots of avenues. And of course, I do want to emphasize FVAP.gov. Their website provides everything a spouse needs to know and how to fill out the absentee ballot. So spouses should just make sure that they update their address every time they move, every time they move.
Could I jump in here?
Please do.
Yeah. So as a military spouse to an active duty Marine of 17 years now, we have moved probably 6, 7, 8 times now. I've really have lost track. And so as a military spouse who cares a lot about exercising my right to vote, I have registered and re-registered to vote every single place that we've been located because I do not take my service member's home of record. Instead, every single time we've moved, I have registered to vote in California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona, Virginia. I have also voted while overseas, while living in Japan, and currently now we are in South Korea, so I am registered to vote while living overseas a second time. And although the voting assistance officers exist out there, I will say that many military spouses, including people who've been in for over a decade, have had very little contact with the voting assistance officers unless the voting assistance officers have been very active in reaching out to military families. I think oftentimes there might be notices in various emails that might get lost, and there might be military spouses who try to seek out who their installation voting assistance officers are, but for lots of reasons, and as a military spouse, we've all experienced calling up medical or calling up other places and the phone number doesn't go through, or we have to figure out where that office is. And so what I will say, what's wonderful about FVAP is that you can do it from anywhere. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer. You can Google search, you know, how to register to vote as a military spouse. I am located here. I am registered in this particular state. And no matter what, every single Board of Elections website that I have been to, when you search out as a military voter, it will kick you back to the FVAP website so that you can fill out the federal postcard application, which is the main document for one to register to vote absentee as a military voter. So just like what you said before, Bruce, there's no wrong door in order for you to vote as a military voter. You just have to reach out. You have to seek out the voting assistance officer. You can ask your service member who should have contact with the voting assistance officer. You can seek out the installation voting assistance officer. You can do your own Google searches for how to vote as a military voter. Every single state and county's Board of Elections will kick you back to the FVAP website. And there's also the voting ambassadors through SFI, and we are also here as a resource. We are here as enthusiastic individuals to ensure that you can vote if you want to vote as a legal voter.
That is excellent, actually, that you said that. I was a military spouse for 24 years until he retired. And so, yes, I also can definitely chime into the fact that everywhere I went, I did vote. And very lucky also that the Air Force takes a federal voting assistance program seriously, and we maximize avenues to reach out to our spouses and to also bring them into the Military and Family Readiness Center, where we have so much information and resources and people to literally work them hand in hand to make sure that they get that ballot, their forms filled out and mailed out, and just provide that added continuity and support.
And I think that's such an important point, Kehinde, which is that I think a lot of voters might be intimidated about the process of how do you register and how do you vote. But there are people, literally people at these offices, right, who are so enthusiastic and will help you along every step of the way. So I don't think any military voter should feel embarrassed or nervous about getting your questions answered. There have been lots of stumbling blocks that people have encountered, including somebody here who tried to register to vote, but their Adobe wouldn't load, their PDF wouldn't load, so they couldn't print it out. They wanted to do it, but couldn't do it. And there are people out here who have helped her along the way to ensure that she can indeed register and she can indeed vote when the time comes.
You know, this really reminds me, it wasn't actually until after I retired from being in the military that I started going to my local voting precinct. And what I found was pretty much the same thing. Whether you're voting at the local elementary school, which is a couple of blocks from your home, or whether you're stationed overseas and you're dealing with a voting assistance officer, there is a level of enthusiasm. This is a job that people take seriously. They enjoy it. They enjoy the reaching out to people, the getting information out. They enjoy helping people exercise their right to vote. They love it. And if you want to make somebody's day, you go to them with questions.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
You know, we're going to put a bunch of phone numbers and links, especially to the Federal Voting Assistance Program. We're going to put them in the program notes. Maybe what we can just do is just wrap up with any final thoughts on this conversation. Kehinde, let's just begin with you.
Absolutely. So my thought as a spouse and as a program manager as well for the voting program is, as spouses, we get very, very excited when we have to move, right? It's like going on vacation. And we're also often worried about, okay, what schools are the kids going to go to? What school am I going to continue my education with? Where am I going to live? You know, what's it going to be like? And so on. So we tend to really forget about voting for a moment until it gets too close to when we want to vote. So what I encourage our spouses to do is to reach out, like you said, to all those resources, information, the folks that will be there to help them through any challenges, any hurdles, any questions, any queries, any concerns that they may have about voting. You know, we always foot stomp within the Air Force what the Federal Voting Assistance Program foot stomps is, that Americans, each and every one of us, can vote wherever we want, anywhere in the world.
There we go. Kit, you get the last word.
The main takeaway that I want listeners to understand, especially if you are an overseas voter, is that it is very important to complete the process as early as possible so you can track and troubleshoot if any issues come up. Sometimes you are missing a little bit of information about your address, or maybe there's a bit of your signature that could use some correction. And so if you start the process early enough and you're tracking the process, then you can reach out to your local Board of Elections and ask, hey, you know, I sent in the federal postcard application. I don't see that I'm fully registered to vote yet. Are there any issues there? And then you correct that application to ensure that you can receive your absentee ballot. As an overseas voter, the law states that you are to receive your absentee ballot 45 days before the election. And so again, it's important for you to vote as soon as possible so that you can track your ballot actually being received by that voting office, and for you to troubleshoot any issues that might come up. Again, there could be issues that say that the bubble that you filled in might not have been fully bubbled in or there's some other issue and you want to have enough time so that your vote actually counts. So I will say to reiterate, my main messages are to start the registration process early, track your ballot to make sure it gets counted. And again, reach out to any resource that you know that is available to you, whether it is your voting assistance officer, your local Facebook group, the Secure Families Initiative voting ambassadors that are out there. You can email us at info@securefamiliesinitiative.org. And we are human beings behind the scenes who will reach out to you and make sure that you can vote. We care so much about making sure that you can participate in this civic process.
There we go. Human beings excited and passionate about this topic. And we so appreciate you being with us. Kit Ho and Kahinde Oshakaya Pamphil, thank you to the both of you. We really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you very much. And you guys have a great day. Thank you.
We will. Yes. And want to remind everybody that Military OneSource is an official resource of the Defense Department. We always like to hear from you. If you have any questions about what you heard today, or maybe a comment, use the link in the program notes, and we'd love to hear from you. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, because we cover a wide variety of topics to help military families navigate military life. I'm Bruce Moody. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.